KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, you know, up until very recently, Jimmy Kimmel was not a political person in the late night space. Stephen Colbert has gone there. Jimmy Fallon has just lately started to creep there, but definitely was not there. But Jimmy Kimmel has gone full bore on behalf of his own baby and everybody else's babies and parents. He is opposed to this health care bill that is pending in the Senate, and he has made no secret about it, and he has taken tremendous blowback. And I'm just going to play a little clip.
And I never imagined I would get involved in something like this. This is not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is eating pizza, and that's really about it. But we can't let him do this to our children and our senior citizens and our veterans and or to any of us. And by the way, before you post a nasty Facebook message saying I'm politicizing my son's health problems, I want you to know I am politicizing my son's health problems because I have to.
So, Matt, this is a new thing for Jimmy Kimmel, but we are in interesting times.
Absolutely. And it's somewhat of a new thing for the entire late night landscape. I mean, gone are the days when Johnny Carson and Jay Leno were all things to all people and would tell jokes on both sides, and it was all about the joke. These guys, Colbert and now Kimmel, are going after Trump, and they're going after the Republican Senate. And this is, I think, a sign of the times, and it's also a calculated move to appeal to a particular audience. And if you're not on board with what they're doing, they're fine. They're okay with you not watching, but they are going to speak their mind, and at least in Colbert's case, it really has helped him as far as the ratings go.
Yeah, for Kimmel, this is personal. You know, his child was ill. He was very famously on TV before, you know, tearfully talking about the need for legislation that follows what became known as the Jimmy Kimmel rule. And he says this legislation is definitely not that. And, you know, that gives him a certain amount of credibility on the subject, you would think. But on the right, people are saying, who are you, a celebrity, to talk about this? And it's kind of funny because Brian Kilmeade, who Jimmy Kimmel just lashed last night on his show, Brian Kilmeade of Fox News, attacked on this basis. And of course, Fox News has had so many celebrities talking about political issues that, I mean, the president, by the way, also is a celebrity talking about political issues that he may or may not know about. So the irony of that is unmistakable.
Yeah, I mean, it. You know, where's Scott Baio when you need him? Because Fox News definitely has their share of people that go on and express opinions. But one of the fallback things for Fox News is always these Hollywood elites and the Hollywood liberals, and they don't speak for America, they don't speak for us. And now you've got Kimmel going on the attack. I mean, it's a perfect Fox News story. This is kind of their bread and butter. So I would not be surprised if they didn't milk this for days and weeks to come.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.